This is the John Lothian News Daily Update for November 16th, 2020. This is Patrick Lothian filling in for John. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. A note from John Lothian. The Boy Scouts of America will be in the news this week, as today, Monday, is the deadline for people alleging they were abused to file a claim. More than 70,000 claims are expected to be filed by the time the deadline passes. We have had two new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. David Feltes, an anonymous, gave to the campaign. Dave Feltes is head of financial markets infrastructure at Capco, a global management and technology consultancy dedicated to the financial service and energy industries. He is also a former CME Group executive in London and former CEO of Marquette Partners, among other career stops. He was so incredibly gracious to my son Tim when he came to London for IDX in 2010. Anonymous is a former industry intern who is not in a significant industry position. You can read Chuck Mackey's complete FIA Expo in the article. The Nodal Exchange's clearinghouse, Nodal Clear LLC, was approved by the CFTC to clear the DCM or exchanges products. This puts a new player into clearing for innovative new products. Jim Cohn, a former colleague of the late Peter Wind at CIS, has offered his remembrance of Peter. I am having a typical medical procedure for a person over 50 today and had to get a COVID-19 test on Friday to prepare for it. I tested negative, but had to go into quarantine over the weekend. One of my wife's co-workers tested positive last week, but she was not in contact with him while he was contagious. A much beloved former high school choir director of mine at Glenbrook South High School is in the hospital with COVID-19. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. From John Lothian. And now a note from Sarah Rudolph. The STA Foundation is holding a virtual evening of recognition and education on Tuesday, December 1st from 4:15 p.m. to 6 p.m. EDT, honoring the 2020 STA Foundation Awards. Recipients can register in the article. A $20 donation is suggested. From Matt Rabel, an International Chess Foundation master, Alexandra Botez, challenged Ethereum creator Vitalik Buterin to a friendly game of chess on Twitter over the weekend. Botez didn't specify, but since she's also a prominent Twitch streamer, presumably the game would be played over the internet. Buterin has not publicly accepted at press time. Another note from Sarah Rudolph. Registration is open for FIA's Asia Derivatives Conference. This year's virtual conference takes place December 1st through 3rd. It will examine the industry's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and provide insights into what's on the horizon in the region. For a full list of FIA's Asia Conference program and register, visit fia.org/asia. There's a new Open Outcry Trader History Project video of Andy Tan. Andy Tan is a former floor broker on SIMAX for Merrill Lynch. He was in the SIMAX trading pits with Merrill Lynch for almost 15 years. Tan made a successful transition upstairs with Merrill Lynch focusing on index arbitrage across Asian products. Then he decided to trade for himself and made it past the first few difficult months and found success. He joined and is building a successful trading firm today. He told his story over Zoom to John Lothian for the MarketsWiki Education Open Outcry Traders History Project. This week's The Spread is titled Edutainment. This week on The Spread, FIA's virtual expo fills in for a physical event. CBOE and ICE launch new products and more. The Crypto Markets Wiki podcast has a new episode, episode 15, Digitizing and Capital Markets. Carlos Domingo is the founder of Securitize, an aptly named blockchain company that securitizes assets in the form of digital tokens. Their company recently signed a deal with an SEC and FINRA registered broker-dealer, an ATS called Distributed Technology Markets LLC, and seems on track to become an end-to-end digital securities platform that offers both securities issuance and trading through secondary markets. Douglas Belkin from the Wall Street Journal wrote, "Charles Koch says his partnership was a mistake. At age 85, the libertarian tycoon who spent decades funding conservative causes says he wants a final act building bridges across political divides." 4 days before this year's presidential election, Charles Koch, a valuable Kansas billionaire who has spent a fortune injecting his particular brand of prairie libertarianism into the American political debate, pauses at the end of the line when he is asked if he will vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden. "That's a very divisive question, because however I answer, that's going to upset a bunch of people," he said. "That's why there's a secret ballot." A comment by John Lothian. "I say give Charles a chance. Sometimes when it's your last chance, you have to get it right." From John Lyons of the Wall Street Journal, "The rise and fall of Martin Lee and his dream of a democratic Hong Kong. Beijing's growing crackdown marks the twilight of the lawyer's fight for his city's future. On a rainy night in 1997, when the UK transferred Hong Kong to China, democracy leader Martin Lee stood on the balcony of his city's legislature, vowing to hold Beijing to its promises. China had agreed in the handover that it would let the former colony govern itself under Western-style rule of law, including eventually electing its own leaders. "The flame of democracy has been ignited and is burning in the hearts of our people," he said in a speech to supporters and journalists shortly after China's flag was newly raised over Hong Kong. "It will not be extinguished." A comment by John Lothian: "Hong Kong needs to be on your radar. Important things are happening there." From the SEC: SEC Chairman Jay Clayton confirms plans to conclude tenure at year end. Clayton led agency through period of historic productivity and unprecedented challenges. Commission redoubled focus on interests in long-term Main Street investors. Ensured capital markets functioned with increased efficiency, resilience, and transparency. A comment by John Lothian: "When is Heath Tabbert leaving?" From Davey Winders of Forbes: "Google Chrome update gets serious. Homeland Security, CISA, confirms attacks underway." Homeland Security Cybersecurity Agency says update Google Chrome as attackers hone in on security flaws. Within the space, or just 3 weeks short, Google has patched no less than 5 potentially dangerous vulnerabilities in the Chrome web browser. These are not your common vulnerabilities either, but rather ones known as zero days. A zero day being a vulnerability that is being actively exploited by attackers while remaining unknown to the vendor or threat intelligence outfits. A comment by John Lothian: "Browsers are like military aircraft. You have to expect some flack now and then." Aynep Tufekci from The Atlantic: "It's time to hunker down. A devastating surge is here. Unless Americans act aggressively, it will get much larger very quickly. The end may be near for the pestilence that has haunted the world this year. Good news is arriving on almost every front. Treatments, vaccines, and our understanding of the coronavirus. Pfizer and BioNTech have announced a stunning success rate in their early phase 3 vaccine trials. If it holds up, it will be a game changer. Treatments have gotten better too. A monoclonal antibody drug, similar to what President Donald Trump and former Governor Chris Christie received, just earned emergency use authorization from the FDA. Dexamethasone, a cheap generic corticosteroid, cut the death rate by a third in severe COVID-19 cases in a clinical trial." A comment by John Lothian: "It's time to hunker down. It's time to hunker down." And Friday's top three. Our top story on Friday was the Washington Post's opinion piece, "This is a massive failure of character among Republicans, with evangelicals out in front." Second was JLN's FIA's Expo 2020, FIA's Lurton, "Spoofing is something you should pay attention to, oyez, oyez." Third was Bloomberg's "Preet Bharara is a candidate to run SEC, putting bankers on edge." Preet Bharara was also our Markets Wiki page of the day on Friday. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This has been Patrick Lothian filling in for John. Have a wonderful day.